You're listening to the Known Legacy Podcast, brought to you by Known Legacy Ministries. For more information, go to knownlegacy.org. Now here's your hosts, Bill and Travis.
This coffee makes me want to go camping.
Well, the weather does too, man.
It's really nice. It's like that perfect... So in New York, when I would go camping, it would be like this 75 in the summer, maybe 85, but then we'd go down that cool 60, and we're in that right now.
Yes.
It reminds me of all the camping I did. In fact, I talked to my brother. There was this place in New York we used to go. I was a Boy Scout for a while. I actually am an Eagle Scout. Fun fact for you.
Nice. Are you really?
I am an Eagle
fantastic.
Scout. But I'm probably more like a Hawk Scout now. I'm not as good as I used to be. But this whole idea of like, you like that? See, I kind of lowered my standards. but we would go camping and it was just this awesome time. But I remember even as a kid, I would love drinking coffee. And it was like that little where the steam would come up and it would just kind of blow into the, it was so amazing. So anyways, it made me think about that because that nice cool nights when you would go camping. And then that one time when we were camping, that one time in Texas when we went camping.
Yeah, Texas camping is miserable.
Yeah, it was terrible. And so we would go camping and it was like, someone was like, how are you bringing that AC unit with you? And I'm like, what do you mean? And I literally looked up, like people would duct tape AC units to their tent. And I'm like, this is not camping. This is hatred. Like, I remember we woke up, and we've probably talked about it here before, but like the mat was half deflated.
Yes.
Lily was like 8 months old, and so she was sweaty and stuck to my neck, you know, and you're like, it's the worst. Yeah. And so anyways, I miss camping in New York, just to be honest with you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, guys, welcome to the Known Legacy Podcast. Our goal is to help you wake up, gear up, and come alive to who God created you to be. We are so glad to have you on today. Check us out at Instagram, at Known Legacy, Facebook, all the great places. If you love this, subscribe. If you love it, share it with a friend. If you hate it, subscribe and then share it with a friend.
Right.
Regardless, we are so excited.
We are equal opportunity for sure.
Yeah, we get a lot of people asking, like, how can we support you guys right now? Two ways. You can obviously give and, you know, donate to Known Legacy. We're a nonprofit. But also, the biggest thing is just sharing it with people.
Correct.
Sharing it with your friends. And so, Travis, it's good to see you again on this camping morning.
It's good to see you too, man. And as always, info@knownlegacy.org. And if you want to, you can always check out Bill's book, More Than You. Still selling.
Yeah, thank
like
you.
Still,
he's like still selling.
I think it's their 13th printing. We're gonna say that. We print 10 at a time.
Exactly, and we're on 13. No, we are. Yeah, check that out. MoreThanYouBook.com. So thank you. So glad to have you guys here today checking us out. Travis, how are you doing, man?
Man, you know what? It is. So I don't know when we're gonna drop this, but it is the week before Holy Week, and for those who work in the church. It tends to be a very packed week because you're prepping a lot of extra items and extra things.
Yeah, busy.
Some churches, they've had this planned out for months, right?
Yeah,
it's
just
execute. But for many of us, we're kind of in the grind. And so I'm a little tired. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little whipped. I can see it with my kids. I'm a little short with them. Don't have the humor that I typically bring. And all in all, you know, I'm pretty tired. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm okay right now. Ironically, I'm not in a full-time church ministry anymore. So I do remember the absolute burn from really just the few weeks before Easter and on and everything planned and prepared. And, you know, it's like game day. What is it like? I think it's Mother's Day is the most visited time. Easter's the second or Christmas. And they're like a tie, but these moments are just so busy and you get running. And so then your head's down. And honestly, when you're in a smaller church, it's like that whole idea where you're going. And you're counseling, and all of a sudden you're like, oh no, it's almost Easter.
Oh no,
I have to come up with
exactly
a very good thing, like, you know, right. Oh no. And so, yeah, so it burnout happens, right?
Yeah.
Craziness.
So that adds me to the question. By the way, Kyle is unavailable this morning. He's doing his full-time gig, and so I'm producing. So if you see me look to the side, it's probably because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the cameras.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you had one day where you had nothing on the calendar, nothing scheduled, absolutely zero.
Okay.
Which never happens.
Yeah.
But let's just say this mythical thing comes. A unicorn wakes you up in the morning with a delicious cup of coffee and says, the day is yours. What are you going to do?
Wow.
What would you do with a day of complete nothing?
So I've got, it's a two-part thing. Okay, first thing, one more question. Do calories count on this day?
negative Ghost Rider.
Okay, good. So that's good. That's one thing. So I would probably start with a huge breakfast, like pancakes and like, and I'm a sucker for chocolate chip pancakes. So I'd probably make my own chocolate chip pancakes, hang out, all that kind of stuff. Inside, if it was an inside day, if it was raining, inside day, I would probably try to watch the entire Lord of the Rings series. Mm. And the reason why is I feel like I know it well enough that when I take a nap halfway through it,
Every episode. All three. So there's three naps in that day.
Yes, three naps that I would probably do that. So that would be an inside thing. Outside, I would love to find a lake.
Yes.
Like go to like rock wall or a lake and just sit by the lake and just, especially if it's a nice day and like the sun hits and it's like sparkly out there.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, renting a boat and going out there, just the water is so like rejuvenating to me. Because I mean, we don't live by the beach, so that's, I mean, I have a day, I can't travel, but I mean, I would probably do something like that. It's either, you know, me and my wife been talking about wanting to kayak more, and so either do something like that, but a boat is way nicer because I can just go out to the center with
a pontoon boat.
Yes. And just sit and relax and maybe grill out there and hang out, that kind of thing. What about you?
I didn't realize there was options of indoor and outdoor activities.
Unicorn. You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. So if it's a unicorn, I can do whatever I want. My indoor would be literally Sunday, sit down, it's raining outside, open the windows to kind of let that fresh rain air come in. And I would turn on the Masters at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I would sit there and I would just watch the Masters the entire day. And then I'd move outside for a while underneath my my outdoor gazebo or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Move the TV out there. I'd smoke a fine cigar.
Okay.
And just continue watching the
Masters. And just move on in the day.
And I would just to be for a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
And now if it's outdoors, very similar to you, man, I'd get a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
I'd get my family on there. I'd get some nice little floats. We'd run ashore on some place and just plop in the water and just float.
So nice.
Just float. If my boys want to go fish, go fish. I'm just going to float here.
Yeah.
My shoulders will get sunburnt to like third degree.
Yeah.
My face will all be like broken out in 2 days. I don't care. I'm just going to get the vitamin D.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit and be still.
No, I love that idea of rest. I mean, it's funny how the theme is like we would just stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I think that is it. You know, even as we talk about, you know, part of today we're talking about burnout and things like that. We didn't even plan this question for that, but it really came down to the heart of just stopping.
Yeah. So if you're listening online or you're finding this on Facebook, YouTube, share in the comments, what would you do?
Yeah.
If you had a day of nothing,
yeah,
what would you do? I'd wager bet there's a handful of guys that I know listen. They'd be like, man, I just work on my classic car all day.
Exactly.
I'd tear apart the carburetor and I just get grease from head to toe and I just... You know,
yeah.
So whatever it is. But I do think burnout, like our culture loves activity.
Yeah.
And there's something in our American ethos that perpetuates the idea that if you're not doing something, somehow you're unworthy or you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Like the idea of rest and the idea, the guilt will quickly come and find you. And make you think like, oh, I should be doing something. When, in fact, if you look at God and his heart for his creation, when he gave us the Ten Commandments, one of the commandments is like, seriously, find a day, call it a Sabbath, and do nothing.
Yeah.
Now we turned it into a law and said, well, that means you can't go so many steps from
home.
You can't do this and you can't
do
that.
Of course we did. Of course we did.
Because we're humans and we're sinful, broken people. But God's heart and passion for us is like, I know you guys are going to work yourselves to death. That's part of the curse. That's what I told Adam, right? You're going to curse yourself and you're going to try and work yourself to death. And you're not even going to realize it. Taking too much of your identity from your work, not from me. So one day, just sit around and do nothing. And the fact that we don't have those days, and when we think about it, we're like, oh, what would that be? Lets us know how messed up we are with this commandment.
Well,
so,
yeah. I mean, I was just having a conversation this morning with someone about when they stop to take a vacation, they're not leaving to rest. They come back and they have to catch up. It becomes, oh, let me just keep going. Like when I take a day off, it's no one's there to fill the gap, and the people essentially come back and you're like, okay, so who's going to catch up for what you didn't do when you were resting? You know, it's this almost feeling of like, I've just got to keep going. So then you almost feel like I shouldn't stop, because if I stop, what's going to happen? You know, I there was another pastor I talked to yesterday who said that he has a lot of people who come in from different countries.
Right.
And a lot of Hispanic countries. And the first question they have is like, man, as we're working, like, where's the siesta? Mm-hmm. Like, where's the rest? Like, when do you enjoy life?
Right, right.
And
oh,
so we have run, we have run so far in this direction of, okay, we have technology, which was supposed to make our lives easier.
And it doesn't. Now, it allows the it allows us to be connected to our business 24/7.
It can raise the ceiling.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the part that, that we want to press into is almost anti-cultural of stopping. So what does it look like? Because we've made the war cry of, how are you doing? Oh, I'm so busy. And you're like, awesome, you're busy.
Right, right. It's validation. Oh, you're busy. Yeah. Pastors are notorious for that. Like, hey, how you doing? Man, I'm just packed and stacked. I got sun up to sundown. You know, in fact, I talked to a guy this morning myself, stopped into one of our partner churches, and I asked the pastor, I said, you're taking your day off tomorrow? He goes, ah, probably not. I got a sermon to write for next week. I'm like, dude, you gotta. You, in fact, there's a phenomenal parable. And I know I'm going to butcher this. I know I'm going to butcher this.
It's probably not the first time we've done that here on this.
But the parable is basically this. So two guys get hired by a logging company, right? And this is the old days. They don't have saws. They just use axes, right?
Yeah.
And one guy is a 6'2" mastodon of a guy. Muscles, chiseled, everything else. The other guy is like 5'8", kind of fluffy like me, probably. Not the strongest guy in the world.
He should be on the podcast right. with us kind of thing.
Right. And so all of the other guys start putting bets, like who's going to fell the most trees, right? And these two guys lean into it, like, oh, yeah, I'll do 10 trees today. And the other guy's like, I'll do 15. And I'll, you know. And so then the whistle blows, and they get sent out to their little section of the forest they got to chop down. And the big guy just starts going at it, man. He's just swinging that axe like it's nothing. And he's one tree, two trees, three trees, four trees. He is just blowing it up, right? And the other guy, he cuts down a tree, and then he takes a break. And cuts down a tree and takes a break. And cuts down a tree and takes a break. And, well, by noon, he's behind like eight trees, right? And everyone's like, yeah, this new guy, he's going to wash out. He's not going to make it happen, right? Well, all of a sudden, after lunch, the big guy, the strong guy, the guy that was just throwing the axe like it was nothing, he's finding it harder and harder to cut down his tree. And so all of a sudden, his production drops off dramatically. And he's doing one tree, two trees, in the amount of time that it takes the other guy to do two, three trees or three trees. And finally, at the end of the day, tallies up, and the slow, fluffy guy ends up winning. And they're like, "Why? What happened? What? You know, you were taking breaks all day. Why were you able to do this?" And he goes, "Well, you didn't notice, but every time I took a break, I sharpened my axe."
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, I was still cutting with a sharp axe. And the big guy, he never sharpened his axe once. And all he did was he was swinging basically a dull butter knife.
By the time it's done.
And so at the beginning, he was taking out inches of wood. By the end of the day, because his axe, he was putting in extra effort to get less than half of the production.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, if that story is not the American way, and again, everyone celebrates this. Oh, you're so busy. That means you're so valuable. Wrong. You're so busy because your axe is dull and you're putting in more work to accomplish your task than you should have if you just take a rest and sharpen your axe.
And I think part of that rest is reflection first. And I think that's the question to start with is
to look
at the line you're on.
Which goes back to what we talked about in one of our previous podcasts, where it's not the experience that defines us, it's the reflection that defines us.
Exactly. And
that'll be
coming out soon. Yeah.
And we don't have any reflection moments in our lives. We don't. We turn on the TV. That's not reflection. That's distraction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't sit down with a cup of coffee in the back and just not have music playing and just reflect. I love that. Keep going.
So it's this idea of going, look at your life right now, busy as it is, and play it out 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years, and go, if I stay this course, other than the financial and the self impact, what is it doing for everybody around me? Because just like you said, the time to rest isn't even just for us. It's for everybody around us. Too many stories have we heard of people who burn themselves out at work. There was a conversation I had with someone this morning. I was just at a meeting, and he said there was a guy that is a teacher at another school, and it's a private school. And he said that one of the kids, the father is literally, he comes from a family whose the father's a billionaire.
Right.
A billionaire. And he looked at this.
By the way, side note, if you'd like to give to Known Legacy, you go to knownlegacy.org, and we'd be more than happy for that large 10%.
There you go. That sounds good. We'll take it. We're growing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was inappropriate.
Anyways,
I apologize.
You're okay. This guy was a billionaire. And the guy, the son, looks at this teacher and said, "You're the most dad I've had in a long time." And so the idea of this dad is building a kingdom, but man, he's losing what's most valuable. Again, we've talked about it before. Spend the most time with those who are going to cry the most at your funeral. So the first thing in this reflection is to look back at your life, or to look forward in your life and say, where is this path going to lead me in a year? Where
right.
is it going to lead me in 3 years and 5 years when it comes to the betterment of who I am as a child of God and who I am as a husband and father?
And you have to be brutally honest.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
You cannot... Hem and haw, you've got to like sit there and be brutal honest. I would love to know from you, because in the last year you made a huge transition. You went from serving full-time mission and ministry within a congregation, leading worship, helping with leadership, developing a strategy for whatever, to transition from a leader that had been there for 30 years to new leadership. And I know your schedule, and it was intense, and you were doing Known Legacy and family and everything else. And then all of a sudden that stopped.
Yeah.
What was that first or second month like?
Man, I was shaking. Like, I was trying to do everything I could. I was like, I need to do more. Like, it was just like, how can I fill this in? Because it became much more relational, which is much deeper, but much slower. It's like pulling Laffy Taffy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just slowed way down. And so it was hard for me not to see the tangible progress every day. And I think... some of that's good, but some of that's unhealthy, because it's the next thing. It's the next thing that has to happen. And so we get so focused on what we've done. We get ourselves into a rhythm, and then we define everything by that rhythm,
right,
versus the voice of God. And so it's allowed me to slow down a little bit and really go, God, what do you want me to do today? What do we do today? And be directed by his steps. And some days that's been great. Some days it's been terrible, because I still struggle with wanting to do more. But to rest in that has been much more beneficial in my life.
I love it. So the first thing is, when we're talking about rest, make sure you have a posture of reflection. Like, carve out time. And here's the deal. Like Saturdays, I know we want to wake up and get after the yard, or we want to wake up and get after the kids' sporting activity. Sometimes that calendar's out of our control. But do yourself a favor and carve out time on a regular basis, weekly basis, I would even say, of reflection, just to be reflecting. That's a mark of rest, is reflection. I think the other mark of rest is radical ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, what I mean is, we tend to come up with a clever excuse that it's my job's. I'm so busy because of my job, right? Or I'm so busy because of my kids. And we are giving away the responsibility of our calendar to other people who could care less about us.
Yeah.
Absolutely care less about us. Like, at the end of the day, your job can replace you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. Yeah. And so to take radical responsibility for your vocation, or for your calendar, to like, at the beginning of the year, one of my buddies a long time ago encouraged me. He goes, when you sit down at the beginning of the year, before you put anything else on your calendar, what you need to put on is, one, a date night once a month with your wife.
Yeah.
He said once a week. Who's got money for that? Once a month with your wife. Number two is, put away your week, 2 week, 3 week vacation, whatever that is, put those in there, and then put in your reflection time. Like, just time to reflect. And because if you put those on the calendar first, everything else fits around them. What we typically will do, because we don't have radical ownership of our calendars, is we let everything else fill in, and then we try to shoehorn in these little moments, these little breaths, and then we're exhausted. And instead of having a season of rest, we actually have a season of healing, because we're so broken, we don't have time and the ability to reflect, because we're just like beat up and broken, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's for us to stop. And so I think the challenge today, as we're wrapping up, is I think there's a 5 minute challenge that I would start with.
Ooh.
And I think that's hard. Is even right after this podcast, shut everything off.
Silence
your phone, put it away. And I mean, I'm not saying you have to do anything too specific, but if you're in your car, to just stop and literally you can set a timer, but for 5 minutes of just nothing.
Right.
And I think that's difficult enough, because your brain is so busy, and you're already on to the next thing. Like, even when I spend time in the Word, I'm like, I'm already like picking up my phone. I'm like, whoa, I got it. And so to set, to just go, I'm going to stop for 5 minutes and I'm just going to be quiet. And I'm not saying even praying at this moment, just stop and be quiet and see what that does to you. And then I would challenge you from there that when you stop for those 5 minutes to then start sharing the burdens on your heart. Just, this is what I'm stressed about. Cause I think it's easy to find the burden, like those burdens come up quick.
Correct.
When you stop. You're like, wait, but if I stop, I won't have, and then that leads it down the road. But just taking 5 minutes today. And then I would also challenge in that 5 minutes to move that to the morning. Like today, 5 minutes, but tomorrow morning, 5 minutes, and then just get in the truth.
Right.
Just get in the word.
Right.
And I think that's, so that's where the start is. Because I believe once we get hungry for those 5 minutes, it's going to open up way from there.
We were not made to run at the pace that we are currently running at. And it's affecting everything. It's affecting our relationships with our wives, our children, with ourselves, with our creator. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this is a tool that I've started to incorporate over the last few years of my life, is first off, I'm a paper guy. I hate digital notes. I hate digital, all that kind of stuff. And so what I'll have is a journal. And it's my dump journal, right?
Mm.
Because there's thoughts that will come in the silence that will like trigger, and they will keep repeating because your mind is going, don't forget this, don't forget this, don't forget this. And what I found is I cannot move beyond that unless I write it down.
Mm.
Now, I may never look at that note again.
Yeah.
But my body is wired in such a way, my mind is such a way that if I don't put it someplace, it will stay here.
Yeah,
and just continue to haunt me. It's my 3 o'clock. Why am I still awake for an hour and a half at 3 to 4, 4:30? That, and I found if I just have a dump journal that just writes down anything that's in my head, just write it down, just write it down, write it down. It allows me to progress forward to the place of like, what are my biggest fears and concerns? What are my, big audacious goals for the next 3 to 5 years? What is my rhythm like with my family? Am I actually being the dad I want to be?
Yeah.
Or am I just repeating the cycle that's been pressed on me by culture, which is just going to lead to my own destruction? Because that's what our fallen world wants.
Yeah. And the challenge of stopping and starting with just taking a breath. And then from there, moving forward in thankfulness, Philippians 4,
make sure everything's good, honest, and good report.
So here's the challenge. 5 minutes stop today. Tomorrow morning, move that to the morning, the first thing you do. And in that 5 minutes, being thankful and just taking the time to write down the things that you're grateful for.
Yes.
Because if we start from a posture of, I need, I want, but instead of going, God, thank you for this.
Oh.
And I think
so
if
good.
We start there,
so good.
And then from there, as we cast that on the Father, He wants to hear our burdens. But this heart of thankfulness of, man, there are so many things to be thankful for. I would guarantee that on there is someone who you're spending your life with. Is the things that we have to be thankful for to walk with. That does, it's very little after a while comes down the house and the boat. And it's like the health that I have. I mean, I know some people are struggling with health issues. That I'm like, I would take my financial burdens any day over the health issues. And so to say, God, thank you for what you've blessed me with.
Right.
And walking there and then seeing what God does with that. Because then from there, it needs to go into stopping for longer than 5 minutes to something greater.
But if you commit to for the next week, 5 minutes, that's 35 minutes over that week. You're just going to be still and reflect and listen to the Father. It's the Mary Martha story that Jesus talks about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? And just for 5 minutes, it doesn't need to be like 25 minutes, just 5 minutes, be still.
Yeah.
At the feet of Jesus, be thankful for the gifts that He's given you and watch how that changes your posture, your demeanor, the way you see and interact in the world. You're going to be a different person after that first week. I promise you.
Yeah, you will.
And then you're going to be like, man, where was this the last? And it will quickly become like an essential part of your morning routine, much like getting a cup of coffee or brushing your teeth is your 5 minutes of solitude.
Yeah. And that's the start of Psalm 46:10, where he says, be still and know that I'm God. And that word be still actually says cease striving.
Right.
And so it's a matter of stop. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? Just take it and stop. And then reflecting. And in those moments, it's amazing what God reveals. So, man, God has something great for you guys today.
Yes.
If you're listening to this, share this with others. But remember, you're in the midst of this burnout, that God just wants you. He doesn't want you to do something. We'd heard about that from Jeremy, who was on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Right.
That talked about God just wants to do something with you. He just wants you. And the more that we stop and realize that, it changes how we respond to everybody.
Everybody. Everything.
Everything. So, guys, I hope this was an encouragement to you. Travis, any final thoughts?
Well, it reminds me that it's time to wake up, gear up, and come alive, because too much of our world is trying to take that life from us. He did say, I've come that you may have life and have it to the fullest.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I see that too much in the hearts and the lives of our men.
Absolutely.
So, man, I love the posture. Let's get after it. Rest, radical ownership of our calendars, and let's make it a priority, boys.
Yeah, guys, come alive this week. We're excited for you. Please connect with us, info@knownlegacy.
Oh, and
yes, sir.
As you do that, and as that becomes more and more important to you, we do have a retreat we have coming up in September. So here's the deal, guys. If you find yourself needing some rest and restoration, right, man, sign up for this. And ladies, if you're listening, and if your husband shared this podcast with you, what he's saying is you should buy this for him for Father's Day.
Yes.
This would be an amazing Father's Day gift. It's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We wrap up. It's Glen Rose, about 2 hours away, and the DFW area. And it is going to be a fantastic time to just be still and be with some other bros.
Yep.
Sit at the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
Obviously play some games. I got to win the cornhole tournament this time, just to say. Bring your A game, because I'm practicing. And, it's going to be an amazing time.
Yeah, you can check out more on the website. We'll have some information up there at knownlegacy.org. And we'd love to have you guys sign up. We have early bird specials coming up soon, so be on the lookout for those.
Love it.
On social media and on the website, Known Legacy.
Spaces are limited, and single room spaces are even more limited.
Yes, they are.
So please make sure you sign up early and sign up often.
We should have an early snore special. Check it out at knownlegacy.org. Guys, thank you so much for listening today. It's been a blessing to be with you.
Thanks for listening to the Known Legacy Podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so email us your questions or comments to info@knownlegacy.org.